los canes centinelas de sus sueños. No dormían, veían sombras de cal en las sombras del jardín. La luna muerta, piedra muerta, viento frío y un rosario ante el portón y un incendio amarillo y provisorio consumía el corazón y comenzó a buscar por entre las hogueras lentamente y su corazón ya no temía las tinieblas sin fin. Habría de llegar el amor, el
thank you. May I humbly remind you of the fact that you're listening to Kingdom of Nod here on RadioValencia.fm. I'm the Jazz Naz. Concluding our set with a brand new recording from the Cuban pianist Hilario Duran, who is a legendary figure, along with a fellow Cuban pianist David Vareyes, and their new album on Alma Records from Canada is known as Front Street Duets. Hilario is a longtime resident of Toronto. We heard Guajira for two pianos, and this was written by Hilario Duran. Another Cuban pianist, Rafael Zaldivar, gave us a new album in September. It is known as Rumba on Affinity Records, and we heard Guajira featuring Terry Lynn Carrington. In this set, we heard from Roxana Ahmed and her new album, Un Anime. It is on Sony Music Latin, and from it we heard a piece written by Egberto Gismonchi. It is known as Agua y Vino, and it features on guitar Shisho Pinheiro. Brand new from trumpeter Arturo Sandoval is a new album on Meta Jacks Entertainment. It is called Rhythm and Soul, and from it, Kumba is what we heard. From the composer, trumpeter, and flugelhornist Tom Harrell, his new album is on High Note Records. It is known as Oak Tree, and from it, his composition, Shadows. He plays flugelhorn on this piece, and he's joined by his long-standing quartet, Ugona Okegwo, playing bass, Adam Cruz, the drummer, Luis Perdomo on piano. I first saw Tom many years ago when he was with Horace Silver in the 1970s. We began with another trumpet player, Tito Carrillo, who is based in Chicago, and we heard his piece, Poor, P-O-O-R, 2-T-O, Rico, R-I-C-O, and that is from his new album on Origin Records, Urban Essence. Let's continue with the great bassist Rufus Reed, and his new album is called Celebration. That is newly released to the general public on the label known as Sunnyside Records. It was actually recorded in 2017 on Nouvelle Records, which is a subscription-only mail-order vinyl series of records. And it's great to actually be able to hear this. It was recorded with his long-standing trio, as well as with the Sirius Quartet, a string quartet, and they are heard on a number of the pieces on this date. We are actually going to hear a trio recording, and it is called It's Time to Shout It Out, which was influenced by John Coltrane's A Love Supreme and Coltrane's Resolution from that work. The trio includes the pianist Steve Ali and on drums Duduku Fonseca. After a long absence, the quartet with Joshua Redman, Brad Meldow, Christian McBride, and Brian Blade reunited, and this is the second recording coming from sessions just a couple of years ago, and it is new on the None Such record label known as Long Gone, which I'm sure is a description of this group reuniting after a long time. We heard a composition by Joshua Redman, who plays tenor and soprano on the date, his piece called Ship to Shore. As a matter of fact, he writes all the compositions on this release. We also heard from trombonist Michael Dees and his sextet on an album on Positone Records that has been out a few months. It is called Best Next Thing. This is a date that includes, in addition to the trombonist on alto saxophone, Rudresh Mahanthapa, playing trumpet, Alex Sipiagin, the bassist, Boris Kozlov, on drums, Rudy Royston. Boris and Rudy play on a lot of the recordings on the Positone record label. The pianist is Rennie Rossness, and we heard a composition written by the bass player Rufus Reed. The composition is known as Glory. And going back to the beginning of the set, we heard from Rufus Reed's trio and a piece called It's Time to Shout It Out on an album that has been recently issued by Sunnyside Records, known as Celebration. Also recorded with the Sirius Quartet originally a few years ago on Nouvelle Records, but released to the general public for the first time this year. Rufus Reed's trio and the Sirius Quartet. And it's time to shout it out with just the trio. We've got time for one more piece of music. Thanks for joining us. And we'll listen to a release that has been getting a lot of praise, deservedly so, from a trio that includes drummer Brian Blade. We just heard from him. Also, Romain Pilon on guitar, and the bassist Jeff Denson, who is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's his label imprint, Ridgeway Records. We'll go out with this new release called Finding Light, which I understand is Grammy nominated, and a piece known as A Moment in Time, written by bassist Jeff Denson. I'm the Jazz Naz. It has been supercalifragilisticexpialidocious to be with you once again. Do it next Monday afternoon between the hours of noon and 2, won't you? Please? Here on RadioValencia.fm. Got to go, but before I go, I wave and I say goodbye from Kingdom of Not.
I mean, you know where I'm at. But, I mean, jazz.
I'm all out of place. It's raining on this race. You're all out of place, my babe. It's written on your face. Bring your songs to me.
Oh. eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday, 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zeus.
The chill, 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 chill.
Relax your mind, let it constantly fling it down to the sound of the PMG. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap, but if you're tired, then go take a nap.
Take a nap.
Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. D-E-R-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a song. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1, 2, 1, 2, and run down line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator. The funkity, the makeup, who Jack Terminator. Destroying a ploy when you're rhyming, I void. Never sweating your girl, why pay? Cause she's a steel choice. When I'm on the spin, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes pack. Maintain the speed while I double the max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to shoot, you got to shoot.
Computer information on racks. Like the BRZ, my pieces that make your toes snap. I format the rhyme step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Not worry about a thing, cause we can choose. I got torn up by yards just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the buzz I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when I'm time to go.
I'm the P-double-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is a bite in the sea. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with them jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all R.I.P. Fool was underwear means rest in peace, cause indeed stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E, E, no doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill.
Every word I'm saying, no, it's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing, I'm playing. Just believe it, you catch my drift. I'm trying to enter out because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift, and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm up in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate them scenes with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm fishing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC Undertaker, the one who like to max me lax. When it's time, it should dig them smacks. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping from tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols, we patrol. PMD, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again.
Vida es una sola y yo con eso me conformo. Mas es muy corta, absorta por el mundo en donde estamos. Un mundo lleno de malicia y de amistades que parece que olvidaron donde es mi casa el trastorno. Es un poco complejo, ya no hay un camino. Es temer a tener un destino que no porte nada divino. Caminar y hacerlo con sigilo como un asesino. Un violador que las duerme con cloroformo. Yo no literalmente castigo. Yo gano por default, como Mohamed Ali venciéndolos por un knockout. Como South Park, así es esta ciudad. Y mira cómo fumo un toque mientras observo a la gente y su morro. Son muy gordos, lo demás es un estorbo. Yo no busco paraíso y es por eso que me encorvo. Oídos sordos para lenguas mudas, es de mucha ayuda a veces mandarlo a la mierda todo. La verdad no se refleja en mi test, pero no dudes, soy feliz y vivo sin estrés. Y es porque decidí que todo me importa una mierda. Tiré la moral excusado, es preferible a que se pierda. A lo mejor sí dolió un poco, pero no dudé. Soy feliz con lo que tengo y fui feliz, ahora me aburren. Ayer soñé que nos veíamos otra vez y desperté vomitando en la noche el amor que te tuve. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que la insiste y mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora insiste y mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto. En un mundo donde Facebook y redes sociales son elementales, a mí tus fotos y tu nuevo fashion look me valen. Fundamentales versus temperamentales, los demás artificiales como comerciales. No importa cuánto tengas, para mí no vales, créeme. Mujeres recipientes de semen. En este mundo donde juzgan por María y todos beben, los peren delirium tremens. Yo la oveja negra por no usar disfraces. Uno queda como el malo y es por eso mi coraje. No te dejes engañar por un paisaje. No son blancas palomitas, son patitos feos con maquillaje. Sin camuflaje, es como yo transito. Para algunos un parásito, para otros mi rap es bendito. Escritos eruditos relativos a mi léxico. No importa cuánto rollo de ellos, soy explícito. Comportamiento ilícito diría cualquiera. Yo lo veo como una manera de fugarme de la esfera. Quisiera esperar afuera, la atmósfera me desespera. Y de veras que hijos de perra me dan cólera. No sé qué apeste más si un cadáver, pero este viernes en tarde me hago preguntas siempre en balde. La melancolía me mata y las nostalgias arden. Mi cuaderno es mundo como puertas que se abren. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora insiste. Y mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto. Las cosas que animaban de pequeño ya no existen. Y hoy los míos como locos apartados del resto. Motivaciones nulas es lo que ahora insiste. Y mi estilo como puertas que se abren en un texto.
Do you like acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds? Then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
That's all that counts. I know that I don't know what you feel like inside. And the same goes to you. So I don't want you near me. You just judge a book by its cover, but in this case, by me. So our names are Cassandra, Jennifer, Emily, Christina, Andrea, Lisa Marie, Sophie, Kayla. And we're all big family of friends. You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, how you want, do it how you want. Joining clubs, play dumb games and other stuff like that. We're just going to stay how we are. But I don't know what you feel like inside. And the same goes to you. So I don't want you near me. You just judge a book by its cover, but in this case, by me. So our names are Cassandra, Jennifer, Emily, Christina, Andrea, Lisa Marie, Sophie, Kayla. And we're all big family of friends. You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, do it how you want. You don't do that like the clubs we used to join. You just do it how you want, do it how you want. joining clubs, play dumb games and other stuff like that. We're just going to stay how we are, how we are, how we are.
Haunted by the ghosts of dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just a simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap, still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn.
Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts,
and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde, stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving, like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper!
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance, so Buffy didn't stand a chance. And the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf, so here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, P. Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.